Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The essence of the U.S.-Indian partnership lies in a simple truth. Our individual success at home and abroad depends significantly on our cooperation, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns said in Washington, D.C., after his recent visit to New Delhi. Progress between us won't always be measured in dramatic breakthroughs or special alchemy that magically transforms strategic convergence and powerful aspirations into meaningful cooperation. The real measure of progress in our increasingly vital partnership will instead be steady focus, persistence, hard work, systematic habits of collaboration, and methodically widening the arc of common interests and complementary actions. India's recent economic rise has expanded its role and deepened its stake in shaping the international system. The three important areas of cooperation in the U.S.-Indian partnership are strengthening strategic cooperation, building shared prosperity, and deepening people-to-people ties. As the world's economic and strategic center of gravity shifts east, the United States is not the only nation emphasizing its role as a resident diplomatic, economic, and military power in the Asia-Pacific, Secretary Burns said. India and the United States have a powerful and shared interest in an Asia-Pacific where economic interdependence drives growth and shared prosperity, where disputes are resolved peacefully, where rules are respected, and patterns of political and economic behavior favor openness. Since 2008, India has bought over $8 billion in U.S. defense equipment, up from effectively zero less than a decade ago. Our military services conduct some of their largest joint exercises with India, including over 50 formal engagements in the past year, Secretary Burns said. There has never been a moment when partnership between the United States and India mattered more to the rest of the globe, Deputy Secretary Burns said in conclusion. As two of the world's leading democracies and most influential powers, we can help build a new international order in which other democracies can flourish. Human dignity is advanced, poverty is reduced, trade is expanded, our environment is preserved, violent extremism is marginalized, the spread of weapons of mass destruction is curbed, and new frontiers in science and technology are explored. That is the moment and the promise which lies before us.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.